Workbook, page 30. Listening practice 3. Spelling bees. You are going to hear a radio interview about a spelling competition. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hello, and welcome to Today's World. Today, we'll be conducting a phone interview with Karen Brown, who is getting ready to take part in the United States National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. We'll also be talking to her coach, Max Lewis, who's training her for the big day. Max, maybe first of all, you could help our listeners by explaining what a spelling bee is.
Well, a spelling bee is a spelling competition. Spelling bees are an old tradition here in the United States. Every school has them, from the earliest grades.
Karen, spelling bees are unique to the English language. Why do you think that is?
I imagine it's, you know, in many other languages, you can tell how to spell a word just from hearing it. But in English, there are so many words that are written differently than the way they sound.
That's absolutely true. So, Karen, how do you get into the National Spelling Bee?
It all begins when, every year, all over the United States, there are school spelling bees. Then, the winner from each school goes on to a regional spelling bee. In the end, about 275 winners go on to Washington, D.C.
And how exactly does the competition work?
First, all the competitors sit, and they're called up to the microphone one by one. The pronouncer says the word, and you have 2.5 minutes to spell it. If you make a mistake, that's the end. You're out of the contest. After each round, fewer and fewer competitors are left. In the end, 2 contestants are left, and they keep spelling until one of them makes a mistake. And the one that remains is the winner.
What are the rules? Can you get help or any kind of clue if you don't know something?
Yes. You can ask what the word's origin is, like if it comes from French or from Latin or German. You can also ask for the word's definition. Oh, and you can hear how it's used by asking for a sentence with the word in it.
Well, that's helpful, I suppose. Karen, I'm sure you know that there are hundreds of thousands of words in the English language. So how do you prepare for the spelling bee?
Max and I, we're using a list of about 700 words that I got from the National Spelling Bee. It's their new official study guide.
Only 700 words? Max, is that enough?
Well, up until this year, the official study guide had more than 4,000 words in it. But the problem was that even if you memorized 4,000 words, in the contest, there still might be a word you didn't know, and then you'd have no idea how to spell it. But these 700 words are divided into languages of origin, and once you learn them, you won't have a problem spelling words you don't know.
Why is that?
Because English comes from other languages. It's based on German, and a lot of it is also from French. Most scientific words have Latin and Greek origins. Words from each language follow certain rules, so if you know examples from every origin, you can spell just about anything.
Now I understand why you're allowed to ask for the origin of the word at the competition. Do you find the new study guide helpful, Karen?
Oh, yes, but don't think that's all I've studied. I'm still learning thousands and thousands of other words, including lists from previous competitions.
I must say, I'm impressed, Karen. Now, up until last year, the Spelling Bee was broadcast only on the Sports Channel. But last year, it was broadcast live for the first time on ABC, a huge national TV network. This really shows how popular these spelling bees have become. Do you think that at home you get the support that you deserve as a spelling bee competitor?
Well, while I was still in the school and regional competitions, I think some students sort of thought spelling wasn't so cool. I mean, I didn't exactly get the kind of admiration that sports stars get in our school. But when I came back from Washington last year, and everyone had seen me on national TV, I was amazed. Suddenly, I was a big hero. Everybody was asking me questions and talking about me and admiring me.
That's wonderful. Now, Max, going back to last year's National Spelling Bee, there were people holding signs and protesting outside the hotel where the bee was being held. Who would protest against a spelling bee?
Those people are from the Simplified Spelling Society. They aren't really against spelling bees. What they say is that while some students can actually win spelling bees, a lot of other students have trouble learning to read and write. It's because English spelling is such a problem. They think the whole spelling system should be made simpler so that words would be spelled just the way they sound.
Karen, do you agree with them?
Well, if they did that, there wouldn't be any need for spelling bees, and I wouldn't like that at all.
Never thought of it that way. Well, goodbye, Karen and Max. Lots of luck in the nationals.